on the trains again. It's all starting to go fairly smoothly so far this morning, but at the moment, there are no major accidents to report. And if you see any accidents in your area, you can always text us to 88291.
Okay. It's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to CGS Breakfast. I'm Tim Walsh.
And I'm Zach Soss. Coming up, the top story on Friday, the 16th of March.
New Plaid leader Leanne Wood wants to build a new Wales that will be fair, a new Wales that will flourish, and a new Wales that will be free. Miss Wood was voted in last night ahead of Ellen Jones and Lord Ellis Thomas. She becomes the party's first female leader in its 87-year history.
And also this morning, there's just now one day until Wales play France as Warren Gatland's team look to claim a third Grand Slam in 8 years. Sam Warburton returns to the starting lineup while France have made 6 changes to the side, which lost to England on Sunday.
We've had quite a few responses come in from people about the new leader of Plaid Cymru. Jane from Porthcawl says it's great to see a woman leading the party for the first time. So, on that note, let's go over to Liz Myhe with the latest CGS bulletin.
A further 10,000 fans are expected to watch the match on a big screen in Cardiff's Bute Park. But head coach Warren Gatland says the squad have not been getting caught up in all the pre-match build-up.
This week's just been a normal week. You know, we've just carried on training, kept within ourselves with the team, and try to not take too much on this week in terms of the sort of building up the hype. That'll take care of itself during the next few days.
Elderly people are suffering disgraceful standards of home care, according to the consumer charity Which. Their research uncovered vital medication being missed, food being left out of reach, and vulnerable patients being left in soiled beds. The government says it is already acting to stamp out the worst examples of home care. Belgium will observe a national day of mourning today for the 28 victims of a coach crash in the Swiss Alps. The bodies of those killed are expected to arrive back in the country later. They were returning from a ski trip when their bus crashed in a tunnel. 17 of the victims were from the small town of Lommel, where thousands attended a vigil last night.
It's tragic what happened that day. I hope God will take them with open arms to welcome them. And it's a sad day for whole Limburg.
There are no words for such a loss. Huh? It's too sad.
Soldiers in the forces with alcohol problems are falling through the gaps because of the Welsh Government and Ministry Defence are not doing enough. That's according to Alcohol Concern Cymru. The charity says more needs to be done to take better care of soldiers who leave the army with alcohol problems.
Whatever's being done, and there is a lot of good work being done by both the